A few thoughts, though, about Field Mill and the name of Field Mill today. You heard earlier on about the idea here of renaming Field Mill. It's the Stags chairman and owner, John Radford, who wants to know what fans think about this following his plans, which were announced at the weekend. He, of course, recently bought the stadium from its owners, and he's written an open letter to fans asking for their opinion on calling it either the One Call Stadium or the One Call Arena. Now, quite a few fans saying, yeah, if it brings in more money, you can do it. Absolutely. Others saying it's what John Radford deserves because he has effectively saved the club, turned the club around, and anything that he wants to do is absolutely fine. But not everyone agrees. So John in Skegby's also been in touch. He says renaming the ground is a joke. No matter what you call the ground, the fans will always know it as Field Mill. It's not worked at Newcastle. It's not worked at Manchester City. And you shouldn't try to change over a century of history. What do you think? 0115 934 3434 is the number. Well, Dean Foulkes is the chairman of the Stags Supporters Association. Hello, Dean. Morning.
Good morning, Andy.
What do you make of it?
It's an interesting one. I mean, I can only really speak personally. Personally, I've no problem with it. John Radford saved Mansfield Town Football Club. Without him, we wouldn't have a club. So at the end of the day, he's trying to bring in cash. He's trying to bring in sponsorship for Mansfield Town so we can get promoted, compete, get promoted again, and overtake the likes of Notts County, dare I say. So I don't really see... of course, there's going to be traditionalists, but traditionalists don't pay the bills at the end of the day.
No, I mean, the issue of cash is an interesting one and sponsorship, isn't it? Because it's not entirely clear whether this is about bringing in more money, i.e. would One Call, John Radford's company, pay for this, or whether it's about John Radford and his company getting something back for what he's already invested in Mansfield Town.
Either way, to be honest... Where's the problem in that? As you said earlier, fans are going to know it as Field Mill anyway, regardless of what it's called. So if it's an opportunity where the club can bring in some cash and give the company some exposure, I mean, basically, you know, John saved the football club. I'd like to think the vast majority of people can see that. But obviously, it's a... You know, it's an emotive issue and everybody's got their own opinion.
Yeah, and you say everyone will still call it Field Mill. So maybe that just needs to stay in the title. You know, quite a few fans saying, well, OK, the One Call Arena Field Mill or something like that might work, so you keep the two. Or is that too much of a mouthful?
Probably, but, I mean, is anybody really bothered? I think John... Well, I know John's perfectly aware of that, and I think in an ideal world he would keep Field Mill in the title. But you're looking at it from an exposure point of view with the media. Hopefully we're going to get back into the Football League in, you know, the very near future. There's going to be a lot more media opportunities, a lot more television coverage. And you look at a big company like One Call, you know, very successful, currently sponsored Doncaster Rovers. It seems quite selfish to turn around and say, well, no, we'll deny, you know, whoever of that opportunity because of tradition, when tradition is not going to help us sign players to help us move up the league.
Did you know that Field Mill is the second oldest ground in the country behind Hallam FC?
Well, that's fabulous. It's still going to be the second oldest ground in the country, whatever you call it.
Maybe the name is important, though, because of that history. 1861.
Of course it is. Absolutely. And I fully respect that. But, you know, you also can't live in the past. And if it's going to be known as Field Mill by the people that matter, i.e. the fans, why deny the club the opportunity to raise money and to build a better squad so we can get more publicity and march on through the leagues where we need to be?
Aside from the issue of the name of the stadium, it's a very happy time to be a Stags fan, isn't it, to be honest?
Oh, it's fabulous. So we've waited long enough, to be fair. I mean, it's took a long, long, long time, longer than everybody wanted to get the ground sorted. And it's like the shackles have finally come off. I mean, the side's playing some fabulous football. You know, they really are playing very well at the moment, and it's thrilling, it's exciting, you know, to be involved with the club and see the changing attitude around the place, and hopefully we've got the momentum to really kick us on and not only qualify for the playoffs but win the playoffs and, you know, be playing the likes of you know, Chesterfield and Notts again. No disrespect to Alfreton Town, but, you know, that's not where we want to be. So you know, let's hope this is the year and we can all celebrate together in a few months. whatever the brand ends up being called.
Dean, thanks for joining us. Good to talk to you. Dean Foulkes, who's the chairman of the Stags Supporters Association. You agree, disagree? He did say that he's not speaking on behalf of all fans. It was very much his personal opinion. So do you agree with his personal opinion? 0115 934 3434 is the number. When you text NOTS, plus your message to 81333. Well, it's 16 minutes to 9, and after 9, Mark Dennison is on your radio. But he's here now as well.
Talking about the naming of the ground. At breakfast today, you heard Andy talking about the fact that Mansfield Town's owner, John Radford, is considering changing the name of Field Mill. He wants it to be called the One Call Arena, or possibly the One Call Stadium, the name of his insurance firm. Here's what some people in Mansfield make of the idea.
Well, if it brings a bit of money in, that's not a problem, but locals still know how to call it Field Mill, so...
I think they'd like to keep Field Mill. A bit of history now that they own the club and the ground as well. It seems fair to keep it Field Mill rather than change it for a business point of view.
I think it would be a good idea as long as all the money goes towards the club. Because if it goes for anything else and not for the club, it's not in the club's best interest.
No, I agree with my dad. I think it should stay Field Mill.
Well, a few mixed views in Mansfield. John Radford, the owner of Mansfield Town, and as of a few weeks ago, the owner of Field Mill, spoke with me earlier today. And I started by asking him if this name change, if it happened, would mean that more money got put into Mansfield Town.
It allows the books of Mansfield Town to look correct. I mean, you can't have clubs with massive negative balance sheets where they've just got director's loan after director's loan. So it's a way of funding the club and making things balance a little bit better.
The idea of having to do this means that you're obviously, as you say, not struggling to make ends meet, but looking very carefully at numbers. What sort of difference would it make?
The FA and the league are trying to get it so that clubs can actually afford to run within their means. And a club like Mansfield and Forest, you know, and County, all our local clubs, do need a little bit of a benefactor putting money in. And it's a way of helping the balance sheets a little bit and keeping it so that it doesn't look in such a negative state. For the last 3-4 years, Mansfield Town's lost £1 million a year, which... It gets to quite a big debt at the end, doesn't it?
I guess the reason why people just want to get more detail on your thinking here is that obviously we've seen this happen at Manchester City, where the company that owns the football club now sponsors the stadium, and people are saying that this is a way around
It's going to be a similar sort of thing. Yeah. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's always going to be Field Mill. Field Mill's always going to be my heart, and it's always going to be Field Mill to me. It's just the name. It'll be something like the One Call Stadium at Field Mill. So we'll keep Field Mill in the title and the address and everything. I'm trying to help the balance sheets of the club, really. And obviously, it helps my company a little bit with a bit of advertising there. But it's not set in stone. I've asked for opinion from the fans and everything, and a lot of it's been quite positive. So going forward, I have to look at the way we fund the club and how the balance sheet looks. So I think it's a positive move rather than anything else. But I agree with a lot of the fans in the fact that it's always going to be Field Mill to us.
Well, and that's partly because it's one of the oldest grounds in the country, isn't it?
Yeah.
We reckon it's about the second oldest. So there is all of that history. John in Skegby called earlier. He said that he thought it was a joke renaming the ground. And no matter what you call it, fans will always know it as Field Mill.
Yeah, I agree with John in Skegby. It'll be based up something like the One Call Stadium, but the Field Mill will still be there in the address and Field Mill will still be there in our hearts.
Of course, Newcastle United famously play at St James's Park, or is it St James's Park and Manchester City? Where Manchester City play now seems to have a different name every year, but these changes do actually take effect, don't they? Well, after a few years, the ground often is known by its sponsor's name. Because all of the official, media will always use the official name.
Yeah, well, that's a fact. But, I mean, if Field Mill's kept in the address and it's sort of One Call Stadium at Field Mill, then that'll still be there. So there'll still be the Field Mill name in there. We're doing really well at the moment, and I don't want to be in a situation where renaming the stadium or renaming anything hurts the club in any sort of way. It's really just an accounting exercise to justify the monies that I'm putting into the club.
Yes, and people will understand that there is money going in from your pocket, so no chance of changing the name of your insurance company to Field Mill Insurance.
That might be a better option, actually.
Could work.
Just
while we've got you on and talking about the spectacular run that Mansfield Town have been on for the last 2 or 3 months, I think now, it's just been such an extraordinary extraordinary turnaround since Christmas. And they are well in the playoff places now. Paul Cox has been linked with Bert Nowbin this week, the manager.
He's been linked with a few clubs, actually.
It always happens, doesn't it? Once a manager starts to get a few good wins under the belt, then there's talk of him going elsewhere.
I was out with Paul last night. Paul's got no intention of leaving Mansfield Town. I've got no intention of letting him go. He's here till at least the end of this season, if not the next season.
Well, I was going to say, he's out of contract in the summer, so there is a chance for movement there. How much work are you doing to tie him down to another year or two?
Yeah, I think we've pretty much come to an agreement that announcement will come through in the next few weeks.
John Radford, owner of Stags, owner of Field Mill, explaining the situation for him there. As you can tell, there's a chance for you to get your views known to him if you've got something you want to say about potential change of name of the ground. Keen to hear from you. 24 minutes past five on BBC Radio Nottingham. A special relationship has become an essential relationship there.